I want to read just one section from the passage, Luke chapter 2, that we've heard from the Jesus Storybook Bible. I'm looking at starting at verse 8. It says, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord.'" So I want to kind of spend a couple minutes talking about how Jesus is truly a gift to us. Jesus comes as a present to us. And then as Jesus transforms us, we then become gifts to the world around us as Jesus uses us in his mission. Have you guys ever seen, I'm sure you have, either read or seen the movie, Dr. Seuss's classic children's book, How the Grinch Stole Christmas? Sure, you've at least seen the movie. No one admits they only saw the movie, but many of us at least saw the movie. The Grinch is arguably Dr. Seuss's most famous character, and he is by definition the definition of a pessimist. Everything is awful in his life, everything is bad, and the story is about how despite his pessimism, there are the Whos of Whoville, and their joy and their gifts in Christmas, on Christmas morning, transform the Grinch's heart. In the passage that I just read for you from Luke 2, we hear about the shepherds and all of their excitement in hearing the good news that Jesus, the Messiah, has been born. And they literally lay down everything when they hear this message that the Messiah has been born. They lay down everything in their fields and they go to wherever it is they need to be in the Messiah's presence. "I am bringing you good news of great joy," they hear. "This day in the city of David, a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord, has been born." And so overjoyed by this good news, they literally set everything aside and they take off to be in his presence. Have you thought about how excited you are about Christmas? Often we get excited about Christmas and we're excited because of all the gifts that are underneath the table, or underneath the Christmas tree, or somewhere around the house. That's where we hide them. No. All the gifts that are underneath the Christmas tree that we get, all the anticipation what we might get, all the things maybe on your Amazon wish list. And yet, the shepherds were excited just about Jesus. Now, I don't know about you, but every Christmas when I read this story and all of the franticness of running around trying to get gifts and figuring out what we're going to do for the holidays and what families we're going to spend time with and where we're going to be, it's easy for us to forget why it is that we celebrate what it is that we celebrate to begin with. That we give gifts because we believe that the God of the universe has given us a great gift in Jesus Christ. I can remember when I was a kid that the gift that I wanted more than anything was a Nintendo. Now, kids, ask your parents about that, all right? The graphics were not near as cool as an Xbox, but it was the gaming system that was cool in the day. And the games that I really wanted were 10-Yard Fight and Double Dribble. All right, that really ages me, I realize, but I was super excited about getting those gifts. And I can remember, I didn't know for sure that I would get them, but I can remember all the anticipation of every single day counting down until Christmas would come. You know, the shepherds were that excited about the birth of Jesus. And while I had to wait maybe a month or a few weeks for my gifts under the Christmas tree, God's people had waited hundreds of years for the arrival of the Messiah. Hundreds of years, think about that. We have a hard time waiting in line at the store. And the people of God had waited hundreds of years, generation after generation after generation, in quiet, in darkness, in questions, waiting for the Messiah, the one that God would send to rescue them and to again gather them as his people. Now, granted, the shepherds had a slight advantage that an angel appeared to them and said, "Hey, go find Jesus." But you and I have an advantage too, and that is that we know what Jesus grew up to become. You and I have the end of the story. We have the complete story that Jesus would grow, he would perform great miracles and give us great teachings, that he would walk to his death on the cross, but we would celebrate 3 days later that the death was not the end of the story, but he would come back to life in the resurrection. And he would invite us as his people to experience new life in him. And so we too have a great gift in Jesus. In How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the Grinch seemed pretty content in his pessimism and his frustration, his hate, his misery. And he was pretty frustrated when he met the Whos of Whoville, if you remember. And he couldn't understand how everybody wasn't miserable in the state of the world that they found themselves in. And so he decided that he was going to make everyone around him miserable too. Do you remember this? And so he thought he could ruin Christmas. And so he decided he was going to get rid of all the things in Whoville. The toys, the tricycles, the pudding, the roast beef. You know, we're all excited about roast beef. And he thought he could take away all of their happiness. And they woke up on Christmas morning with none of the stuff. And to his surprise, there was no crying and there was no wailing. There was no frustration. There was no anger. But they never missed a beat. That the Whos of Whoville still had their family. They still had each other. They still had the things of Christmas that mattered to them most. And as the Whos recognized what was important, I think God's word calls us every Christmas when we feel like we're presented again these very familiar texts to remember what it is that is important, that we receive this great gift in Christmas, the great Christmas gift in Jesus himself. It was ultimately the Whos' tacit but visible rejection of all the materialism of Christmas that enabled the Grinch to grow closer to a truer understanding of what Christmas was really about. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more. And it was this understanding that enabled the Grinch's undersized heart, if you remember, to grow three sizes. Tonight, tomorrow morning, as we are celebrating this great gift of Christmas with family and friends and with gifts and presents, might we be reminded by God's Spirit why it is that we party, why it is that we celebrate, why it is that we share gifts, so that in extending a gift to others, we remember the great gift that God has given to us. And remember that as God has given himself as a gift to us, we then, as God's people, are called to extend our lives as gift to others. To be the light that Christ has shined on us. To be light in darkness and in this world. So Christmas didn't just change the world 2,000 years ago, but through us, as followers of Jesus, we have the opportunity to continue to be a part of how God encourages us to be a part of how he's changing the world this day. We're going to end our service tonight by again singing another song. But as you came in this evening, you all received a candle. And one of the reasons that candlelight and Christmas lights are so important this Christmas season is because they remind us that Christ is the light of the world. And as Christ is our light, he calls us to be light to the world. And so Pastor Ralph and I are going to take lights from the Christ candle that we've been waiting all Advent to light. And we're going to walk down the center aisle and light your candles. And we encourage you to light down the rows then with the light as we pass the light of Christ to one another.